Councillor Scott. When you do come back in the future, you did say in earlier that, that you would bring back to this committee about renewable energy, and I do hope that the water efficiency is in that same area. The officer mentioned about three-bedroom homes where the third bedroom may not necessarily be large, but you also have to account young families that may have used the smaller room as a nursery. Have a cot in there, and then in the future they may, if they don't want to move or they can't afford to move, they give the opportunity to extend their home to make that room bigger. So I'm quite keen to make sure that is there. And in terms of adapting people's homes, I assume that means when you have an old home, so I have a resident in my ward who has MS, and he's had to adapt every part of his internal part of his home, from making doors wider, making access to the wash conveniences better. So does that include current homes? They may need plan permission to change things at their home to adapt their home for their personal needs. And they are workable age. I mean, this chap is not retired as such, but due to the fact of his illness, he has to now adapt his home for the future. And does this account for that in this report?
Okay.
It doesn't. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate the answer to that. Certainly, I think as a local authority going forward, having these standards in, it can cost £20 to put a shower duct in a cloakroom. It'll cost a couple of grand to put that in after the house is built. So those things are very sensible going forward. In terms of adaptability to existing properties, then the only tools we've got really are the other disability grants that we provide to councils at present.
Chairman, if I may come back, does that include extensions onto a current property? So if they build an extension, and that extension then becomes a washroom or a ground floor bedroom, does that, will that come into that?
Sorry for you, Chair. I'm happy to come back on that answer. As far as I'm aware, that it does need to create a new planning unit, which is an additional dwelling as opposed to an extension.
So then the rules will apply to that extension?
No, so it has to be a new habitable dwelling to apply. So if somebody put an additional house in their garden, then it would apply to that. If it was an extension, then it wouldn't apply.
Okay, I've got seven more speakers. What I'm actually going to do is I'm going to move the recommendation on top page 43. I'm going to change the wording because it says to seek the approval. So I'm going to move that the committee approves or the committee resolves to undertake appropriate viability assessments for the optional housing standards in A, B and C as printed. I then want to add the words that, welcome Councillor Tolbert, that the committee... I can make this as vague as you like, but I'd like to add the words basically. The committee would also like to see alternative and renewable energy and water systems included in the process at such time as the legislation allows. And furthermore, that the committee would also welcome a presumption in favour of lifetime homes, in inverted commas, if that's an appropriate phrase to use, in terms of homes that are disabled friendly and adaptable for changes in people's personal circumstances.
Chairman, I agree with that. Can I also allude to the fact that extensions, you know, if you've got a resident who wants to ground a change and make an extension is a new washroom.
If it can be, yeah, that's why not.
I really do want that.
So that part, what I'm doing is I'm acknowledging the fact that we can't quite, the legislation isn't in place yet to let us do what we want to do, but I think we should capture the mood of the committee that's something we want to do. Yeah. Well, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. Well, I had speakers this side. Councillor Howard, then Carlo, and then back to Ashley.
Thank you, Chair. The point I was going to raise, I've decided, probably isn't actually specifically relevant, and the other points have been covered, so I'll pass
now. Your star. Thank you. Carlo.
Thank you, Chairman. I just wanted to ask Simon if, and I'm sure that they have had conversation with County with their assisting living initiative, because obviously that is a massive drive to realise savings, to have people living in their own homes with which have different needs, i.e. wheelchair and various things, means of access. And, you know, I'd like to have that confirmed if you have been talking to them. Obviously, you know, the legislation that's proposed will be timely needed for what Essex County Council want to do. The other, in relation to the water efficiencies, I've got slight concerns on that because I don't think in Tendring we're short of water. I'm all for recycling as much water as you possibly can, and that, you know, I'd like to see some, you know, understand the process, whether that comes through policies or whether that comes through building regs. That's something maybe for the future. But I'd just like to understand your views on the water efficiency, given the fact that in Tendring we're quite abundant with water.
I think you make a good point there, Councillor Guglielmi, because I think, it, you know, there's a lot of talk about affordable housing, loads of talk coming out of Westminster about what affordable housing is, and they're redefining what it is. But even if you were given a house for free to live in, which is never going to happen, obviously, it's still very expensive to live in it because you've got your council tax bill, you've got your water rates, you've got your electric, you've got your heating, you've got your gas, if you're lucky enough to have gas. And those things are really, really expensive, and it's astonishing how expensive they are. Now, modern insulation standards mean the cost, you know, with a new house of heating it is a lot less than it used to be. But water can get quite expensive if you've got an inefficient water system. And if you're using grey water, just recycling, if the gutters are directed into your water systems, it costs you nothing to manage it, and you're getting free water, basically. So things like that can reduce the running cost of a house. And I think we should be looking to encourage that, to reduce the running costs and make our homes more affordable, yes, regardless of the price of selling, even if it puts a couple of quid extra on the build cost. I've got Councillor Mooney next.
I'd like to agree with Carlo. I'm afraid when it comes to the water recycling, there's good reasons why that's not in the standards. We should, I think, just adopt the motion to do a viability assessment of the standards, whether we should adopt them. That's absolutely fine. And all the other wording you put in there about energy efficiency is absolutely fine. But there is a problem. You say it's a couple of pence. It's not, unfortunately. The cost benefit on water recycling simply isn't there in a soggy little island off the northwest coast of Europe. It might be appropriate in the Middle East. It's not necessary here. There are much, much better ways of improving the efficiency of water use than the cost it takes to build that system into every new building. So everything you said, but if you could just manage to leave out the bit about the water recycling, then you'd have all of us on board.
I don't agree with you.
See my water rates.
I don't agree. Well, anyway, look, we've got Councillor Skills. I'll take you as the last speaker again.
Thank you, Chairman. Just a brief point. In Belgium, all new properties have a well in the garden, and the water is recirculated into those wells, and that doesn't seem to stop the developers from developing, so I don't see why we couldn't have that here.
It's only a broad statement. Okay. Look, we've got a motion that's been moved, seconded by Councillor Scott, that is basically the recommendation as printed, plus a kind of broad statement, in support of further pursuing renewable energy, alternative energy, water reuse, and lifetime homes by way of disabled access. So I deliberately made it kind of broad and even slightly vague, if you like, and obviously something we'll look to revisit as soon as we're in a position to make firm. But I think it's worth capturing the support of this committee for it now, if people are happy to. Yeah. So I'll put that to the vote. Are we in favour of that? Okay. And to the contrary? Okay. Brilliant.
Unanimous.
Yep. Okay. Well done.